Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Former police officer Bo Lamar Condon's murder case has returned to court in Sydney. The 28-year-old is accused of shooting Jesse Baird and Luke Davies with his police gun in February, then hiding their bodies. His court case has been adjourned until June. His lawyer hasn't revealed a plea. A rehearsal for a Malaysian Navy celebration has turned deadly. Two helicopters involved in the flyover manoeuvres collided, resulting in a fatal crash. All 10 crew members lost their lives. Central Queensland authorities are investigating a fatal officer-involved shooting at a rest stop on the Bruce Highway near Coliseum. Police say they were forced to fire after a 36-year-old man allegedly pointed a weapon at them. The man, who is known to police, is reported to have stolen two vehicles and threatened a woman with a gun earlier in the day. Victoria police have just pulled off the biggest vape seizure ever in Australia. They raided a warehouse in West Melbourne and confiscated nearly 500,000 illegal devices worth a total of $15 million. Police suspect organised crime is behind the operation. Anthony Albanese is becoming the first sitting Prime Minister to walk parts of the Kokoda Track. He's being joined by his Papua New Guinea counterpart on the two-day journey. He's told the ABC they're walking in the footsteps of giants.
The Australians who fought here saved our continent, literally, and they stood side by side with their brothers and sisters in Papua New Guinea.
In sport, Brisbane gets a boost with Payne Haas, Adam Reynolds and Brendan Piacura all returning for Saturday. Today's clash with the West Tigers. Ezra Mam and Selwyn Cobbo are out with injuries. And Anzac Day holds special significance for Kiwi international Kieran Foran. He'll lead the Titans in battle against the Warriors on Thursday, aiming to break their season duck.
I mean, it doesn't get any more, you know, special than being able to play on Anzac Day and in front of a, as I said, a sellout crowd at Mount Smart. It'll be a wonderful atmosphere.